This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
North Dakota State Fair today on What's On Your Mind. Busy week. Visit of Vice President Mike Pence yesterday, who, by the way, gave a ride from Montana to our next guest, the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who's going to join us in just a moment. And more of our conversation to continue here from the North Dakota State Fair, where you can win My Pillows, Wind Power hats, tickets to the fair. If you ask a question, that's how you get a MyPillow. You just come up right up to the front of our stage and say, hey, I need to ask a question. We'll have you ask a question. Yeah. The panel members are excluded. See, they're already, they want the MyPillows now. But anyway, our broadcast today brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Find out more about them at ndforallenergy.org. And we've been welcoming your questions related to wind power and wind development. We'll continue that conversation in just a couple of minutes after we welcome back to North Dakota the Interior Secretary of the United States, Ryan Zinke. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Great to be with you. Great to be in North Dakota.
Glad to have you back here for sure. And I understand you got a pretty good ride yesterday over from Air Force Two. That wasn't bad, huh?
Great ride. Great man. And Vice President's just fun to be around. He's a man of deep conviction. He tells it like it is, and it's just fun to spend some time. And of course, we went to Grand Forks to look at the Air Force there, the good things they're doing. And you know, people, I'm not sure a lot of people know, those are worldwide global missions. And community, the Air Force been there a long time, a lot of different missions, but the surveillance mission with UAVs, unmanned aircraft, great things are happening in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Yeah, they sure are. And those are not only global missions, global combat missions every single day. So it is, it's pretty extraordinary. I would imagine as a veteran yourself, former Navy SEAL, it has to be great to see how Donald Trump and Mike Pence have been so committed to funding and rebuilding our military, huh?
Yeah, it's just fun to have the opportunity to shake hands and talk to, you know, the troops, and remember the dedication and the service, not only the members, but their families. You know, a lot of U.S. is deployed overseas, and it puts a strain on the families. As a former SEAL, I've seen a lot of strain, but, you know, it's just nice to be with the servicemen and women and say thanks for the service and a great mission, and what a great community. I talked to, you know, probably 15 or 20 troops about living in Grand Forks, and all of them had sung the praises. Wanted to retire there. I thought it was a great community, so that's good.
That is good, absolutely. How are things going with the administration? You mentioned Mike Pence and the work he's doing. You got Donald Trump, you got Mike Pence. These two, how do they work together? How do they work with the cabinet? You know, what's different about what is actually happening, what we're reading or watching on network news? Just give us a little bit of an update on how you see things going overall.
You know, you look back, it's been a year and a half. Let's just follow the numbers, you know, aside from the rhetoric and the news. Best unemployment figures for Black America. Best unemployment figures in history for Latinos. Best unemployment in 65 years for women. GDP above 4%. First time in 60 years exporting liquid natural gas, we surpassed Saudi Arabia and our oil and gas production. We will surpass Russia. We'll be the number one oil and gas producer on the planet, and we're all the above. The economy is moving well. You know, there's some things we need to work on in interior, the devastating forest fires. You know, and this is from the radical environmental terrorists that have prevented us from management of our forests. They've locked the public out. And this administration is a big public access proponent, where public lands belong to the public and not special interests. And so we are opening up 20 or 35 of our wildlife refuges back to hunting. I think we've opened up in the scale of maybe 5 million acres for hunting opportunities for America where they've been shut before. So, you know, public access is a big thing with this administration and rebuilding our park system. And the president's budget is the largest investment in the history of this country to rebuild our parks. You know, obviously North Dakota has the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, great park, but, you know, it needs some repair, it needs some roads, and we need to invest in our park system. And overall, you know, recreation is about an $887 billion industry, important to the great state of North Dakota. But we need to invest in our park system, invest in our public land, so all Americans can enjoy it.
Talk a little bit about your restructuring effort, specifically the effort to transfer Army Corps of Engineer reservoirs to the Bureau of Reclamation.
Well, you look at how the government's organized, in particular, Interior. We haven't reorganized in 150 years. So every bureau has different departments. It's hard to get things done. It's hard to find out who's in charge of a project. Now, if you have a fish and a salmon, the same stream, you know, the salmon are managed by Department of Commerce. The trout are managed by Fish and Wildlife. Flows, rivers are managed by the Army Corps of Engineers, but irrigation is Bureau of Reclamation. So looking at system-wide how to improve efficiencies and accountability, some of the assets of the Army Corps of Engineers, particularly the reservoirs and dams, should be moved over to one body. That body probably should be Interior. Army Corps of Engineers should build things and manage our levees. But as far as the reservoirs, water flow, the system doesn't make sense when different bureaus from different departments are managing assets with different missions.
The Fargo diversion is understandably a topic that is concerning many. Obviously, permanent flood protection, very important, yet the diversion because of the land it takes and also the interaction with Minnesota, controversial. Whose side are you on this one?
Well, you know, a promise made should be a promise kept. You know, first of all, the Missouri water, you know, we're talking about 0.05. It's insignificant. And, you know, a promise was made. And the president has kept his promises. And people ask me, you know, what's the president doing? I said, well, look at he's got a big white in the White House, big chalkboard. And this is the promises I've made. And when he makes one, he crosses it out, check. But he looks at the promises that were made. And then he develops them into executive orders for the cabinet members to follow. And it's very clear that there was a promise made. You know, clearly, irrigation and agriculture is a big part of North Dakota's economy as our nation, a big part of the nation's national security. And having irrigable or irrigational land is important. So we're working on it. We're moving forward on it. Kramer has been terrific on the issue. You know, when I was in the House and Congress, I worked closely with Kevin Kramer because, you know, we're at-large members from very similar backgrounds, but he's been terrific on the issue.
Last time we visited, you talked a little bit about your vision for energy development and expanding that. One of many reasons, impact that could have on reducing our federal debt. I know a lot of that is about red tape, obviously. And so how do you clear the red tape to get to responsible energy development? The flaring and the permitting lag now that take so darn long. Give me an update. How are we doing?
Well, you know, you look at the numbers. Today we're at 11 million barrels a day. That is up, you know, I think from somewhere from 9 to 11. So it's 2 million barrels a day production since the president took office. And to your point, energy is important, I think, for three reasons. One, environmentally, I tell you, it is better to produce energy in this country than watch it get produced overseas with no regulation at all. And if you don't believe me, you know, I've been in about 63 countries in my life. We can go over to Africa and the Middle East. I'll show you how not to produce energy environmentally, consciously, way. And so environmentally it's the best. Obviously, it moves the economy, having affordable, reliable, and abundant energy makes sure that we can manufacture, make sure that the economy moves forward. And lastly, morally, you know, I just don't want your kids, my kids, ever to have to deploy overseas and fight for a commodity we have here. I'd rather not my children see the same thing that I've seen. And I don't want this country to ever be held hostage. So I think environmentally, economically, and morally, producing energy in this country is the right thing to do. We are all the above. We have the largest, largest offshore place in this country in the Gulf. We are in the process of offshore wind. And we're all the above energy sources, but we just think it ought to be made in the U.S. And we can do it right. I mean, nobody does it better, quite frankly, and cleaner than the U.S.
Well, thank you for the time today. Always good to catch up with you. Glad, too, that you're going to be hosting a roundtable on opioids in Indian country with the North Dakota tribes and also honoring Indian country law enforcement officers. So thanks for that, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.
You bet, and great to be in North Dakota.
Glad to have you. More after this, folks. Back to our conversation on wind and your calls. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
North Dakota State Fair. Come on, join the fun. Be here till 1 o'clock today on the stage, on the air till 11, but on the stage till 1, and we do have MyPillow giveaways for anybody that asks a question. Just come up to the stage and ask a question. We have Wind Power Hats. We have tickets. I have tickets as well. And all you need to do for the tickets or the hats is to say, hey, I heard about that on the radio. I heard about that on What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell sent me. Should they say that? Todd, the radio god, sent me. By the way, I found your bunker, your bacon bunker too. So now I'm in.
And the beverages that are served there are just wonderful. By the way,
this is literally is a bunker, so it like can't be advertised. So it's kind of an unusual thing there. So. We'd all love to go to the bunker. Anyway, back on the program, and we continue our conversation. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, our fine sponsor today, ndforallenergy.org, and tells you more about them. And we have a new participant joining us. Daryl Lees is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl, nice to see you. How are you?
Very well, Scott. Thank
you. Daryl's racing pigs are going well as well.
They are running like crazy. It's a beautiful week at the North Dakota State Fair. Can't beat the weather.
Now, you and Mr. Harms and maybe Tammy, I don't remember, we're all on the air talking about some concerns about Game and Fish and some things that were done there. We've talked to Randy about that as well on the radio from Public Service Commission. I understand the folks from Game and Fish have put out a statement on that, kind of changing their policy a little bit. What can you tell us?
Well, I wasn't at the meeting since I was at the state fair yesterday, but a lot of good folks showed up and had a conversation yesterday, and that they're backing off on mitigation plans for wind towers right now and wondering what the next step is from ag groups and wind tower interests and private landowners and the legislative folks, and to get a clearer picture of how their involvement should probably be is what I gather from what happened at the meeting and the info that I've gotten for those in attendance. So I think that's a positive step. I think that response, it can be attributed also to the governor's office that, it's a cabinet position, and the governor is listening and lieutenant governor are listening and saying to the cabinet positions, you know what, you must take into consideration stakeholders. So let's not just think that this happened by just some goodwill thing. I'm not going to let them off the hook yet, Scott, because they seem to take these kind of stances, and then all of a sudden they start drifting. But I think we've got the attention of the governor's office, and they're not going to let them drift away on this one.
Statement came from Greg Link, chief of the Conservation and Communications Division, and said, as part of North Dakota Game and Fish Department's attempt to collaboratively develop consistent and balanced wind energy guidelines to reduce and mitigate wildlife impacts, we've listened and heard feedback about the process we've used to achieve thorough participation and effective input from stakeholder groups. We take this concern seriously. The North Dakota Game and Fish Department has decided we will not be developing mitigation guidelines for wind energy. We will be reaching out to all stakeholders to determine what the next step should be and where we all want to end up. We will be contacting you and your organizations in the near future about your interest in participating in this process. Randy, I know you took with great, great concern the feedback that came from that. Does this sound like it is a good win? And ultimately, Game and Fish is working, I guess, basically for PSC. On these siting decisions, correct?
They don't work for the PSC. The Century Code, Chapter 49, requires us to take into consideration and minimize impacts to the environment. It also encourages us to consult with other agencies that have expertise in various areas when it comes to the environment. Game and Fish is certainly one of those. And when they do make comments on a siting case, we take their comments very seriously. We also take very seriously comments from the developing company that would, possibly contradict what the Game and Fish is claiming would be the impact. So it is completely up to them, and we do rely to some extent on their expertise, but there are other agencies that have expertise as well, and we will continue to do what we've always done in siting cases, and that is to make sure that all interested parties have a chance to come and comment and make the best decision that we can based on the information that we get at the hearings.
And I would just tell anybody that if you have a concern about how something's happening, do something about it, say something about it, and use this program and other programs like it to have your voice be heard, because that's how that issue got attention. People were calling and saying, hey, what's going on here? and we call in some experts, and obviously they relook at it. So I appreciate that, and I know you do as well, Randy, to be able to hear concerns from people of all walks of life. Obviously, you have a lot of hearings to do just that, but the radio works as well.
It's why we take our hearings on the road and go out in the areas where these things are cited, because we want to hear from people. When we have lots of information, that's when we can make the best possible decisions.
We've asked for your questions and comments, and a few of the questions have come in related to wind power on you know, I don't like the way they look. We talked about that earlier on the sighting and everything else. I want to bring in David Day here. David's a landowner and is right now a part of a development project. What would you say about to folks that say they hate the way they look, the wind turbines, and how they're, you know, a blight on the North Dakota landscape? I mean, obviously you're making a judgment on whether to do that, but I mean, what do you make of people who say that about something that will be on your property?
Well, it gets back to my land rights, what I want to do on my property, and it's just not me. There's a large group of people in our area that want this wind farm, and it takes a big block of land, so it isn't, you're not going to just have a little bit of land to put a wind farm up. So we have a large group that want this, and particularly in the Emmons County part of the project, that which is about 40% of the project, there's only one home in the whole footprint of that deal, and it happens to be one that we own for our ranch. But, I mean, the people that don't want to look at them, there's maybe something in your yard I don't want to look at, and those same people might not want to look at an oil well or look at a coal mine or anything like that. It's all in somebody's perception and what they want to do. I mean, it doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't ruin the look of the land, but it changes the look of the land, just like when the REA came in to begin with and put power poles in. There were people that didn't want those in because it changed the look of the land. You know, some people didn't like fences. It's up to you to decide what's best for your land in your area and still try to work with your neighbors and be good neighbors about it.
Randy, one of the reasons is that I hear that is the red blinking lights, and you've heard plenty of objections on that. I know there's some things in the work. We're going to talk to Mike about that in a second here as well, but what's your take on this question of the blight, if you will?
Well, on the blight, and it kind of gets back, I wanted to get back to Leah from Benedict that called earlier. Most counties, for a wind farm to be approved, require some kind of zoning approval or a conditional use permit or something like that. That is the local zoning place to go. And if an area, just like some areas, looked differently at crew camps a few years ago out in the oil patch than other counties, that's there. If you want your area to be free of these things, it is your county commission and county zoning boards where you need to go on that.
I only have about 30 seconds, Mike, but can you give me your take on the work that's been done in the 2017 session on the lights?
Yeah, Scott, the lights is, if you look at a runway and you see a plane coming in and they're able to use the new technology, just like that runway where the lights come on when the planes are coming in and they have a dimming effect to them, but you need the fiber optics, you need a new farm. Some of them, these old ones, you can and you can't get an upgrade. And so it's being worked on and it's a process, but the new ones have this new technology in them.
Will there be less lights? Assuming the FAA says yes, farms, you want to get in on that, Bob?
I'll let Bob go. Yeah, I think the short version is in the 2017 legislative session, the legislature put in two policy issues. One, new wind farms have to have the new light technology by the end of 2019, and if they're not, the old ones have to be retrofitted by 2021.
All right, we'll finish it on the other side of the break, and some calls waiting. Don't go away, folks.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a big meeting at the White House yesterday with a European Union official where the subject was largely trade and tariffs, President Trump will be discussing those issues on the road today, speaking in Dubuque, Iowa, and Granite City, Illinois. Yesterday after that meeting, he announced that European allies have agreed to work closely with the United States to resolve recent trade disputes, and that the two sides are aiming to eventually drop all tariffs.
This will open markets for farmers and workers, increase investment, and lead to greater prosperity in both the United States and the European Union.
Facebook stock is dropping today in what could be the biggest one-day stock drop of all time. That after yesterday, the social media giant reported its daily active users fell well short of expectations, and officials warned revenue growth would slow the rest of this year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'll tell you about my friends at the Lazy J Ranch. It's actually the Dakota Lazy J Ranch because there's a few Lazy J Ranches out there, but this one's in Morristown, South Dakota. It serves the North Dakota and South Dakota area with grass-finished Angus beef. That's right. And it's a nutritious protein. Go straight to your table, right from them. Here is a lot of people have heard us talk about this and said, okay, how do I get one? How do I actually get one and pick a butcher shop and all that? They have a system to coordinate all this. So in other words, they say, okay, how many from Bismarck? How many from Fargo? How many from Minot? And get those to the, you pick a butcher shop, then they bring them on up and your name goes on one, and as simple as that. So you can call them or message them on Facebook, Dakota Lake. Lazy J Ranch is the Facebook address, or call 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472. Great tasting. And, again, when you talk about grass-fed beef, what they talk about at the Lazy J Ranch in Morristown is providing that healthy environment where the cattle thrive, happy and healthy, and then graze on highly nutritious grasses, and then never receive hormones or antibiotics, and never sprayed. And cut a meat that tastes great, nutritional as well. So you give them a call, 605-524-3472. Tell them Scott sent you. Our broadcast today from the North Dakota State Fair, focusing on wind development, and this has been very interesting. We have a whole half hour to go yet, and some calls, questions, and comments are coming in. People have concerns, questions. That's what these experts are here for. We have Tammy Eibach, director of the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. I would have not remembered comprehensive if you didn't tell me, but now I know. NDCES for short. Right, yeah, we got that down. And then we have Bob Harms here from the Harms Group. He's a policy advisor for these guys. Representative Mike Brandenburg is here. David Day, who's a rancher and a landowner and a proposed wind development. Randy Christman, North Dakota Public Service Commission. And dear Lisa, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So fire away on your questions or comments for them. We certainly welcome them. We got cut short, I think, a little bit on the lights that we talked about. just a minute ago. Brandon, did you have something you wanted to add on that?
I did, and I really appreciate Representative Brandenburg and others in the legislature that worked to get that legislation passed in 2017. But the North Dakota Public Service Commission was actually ahead of that. Before that happened, on new wind farms the last few years, we were requiring light mitigation technology be adopted. I think we're the first regulatory body in the nation that started doing that. But I don't want to mislead people either. This is something that's futuristic. None of that, our rules or the laws, none of it will be effective until the Federal Aviation Administration approves that technology. So it doesn't, you know, until they do that, these lights are not going away. And we I don't want to mislead people on that.
But I guess it's been recognized as an issue and is being dealt with, and so folks need to know. But that's one of the things that
we're doing everything we can here in North Dakota.
Do you hear most about that or the sort of, you know, punctures the landscape kind of argument?
I'd say it's about a 50-50 combination of both.
Scott, if I...
Sure, go ahead, Mike.
And Scott, if I... And Commissioner is right, and so the wind developers are preparing for that day when they can change that process in their towers and get those lights changed, because they know that this is coming, but the technology is not perfected. But it's coming, and it will be, but it's a matter of time so they can retrofit things in their towers to make that adjustment.
Another one I want to talk about that's come, I've heard a lot. In fact, after one of the programs, somebody called and said, that was the most anti-coal show I've ever heard in my life. And I thought, what was said that was anti-coal? And it wasn't that it was anti-coal. I think it was just that it was pro-wind. Now, to this argument, I guess Michael asked you, because what you're hearing in the legislature, and you, Randy, you come from coal country, and Tammy, is wind hurting coal? Is that, is there a battle of one or the other, or one versus the other? Or, you know,
No, wind is not hurting coal, and as a matter of fact, you can even talk to the Lignite Energy Council. Coal production for the state was up more than 5% in 2017 over 2016. So if we're still producing coal, that means there's still a demand for it.
Mike?
Yes, Scott, just so you know, the North American coal last year in 2016 had a record profit of $33.1 million, and that's in the paper, so it's real.
Well, they're obviously good business people.
That's
a good thing. But I mean, isn't it fair to say that if there's wind power on the grid, that it replaces or competes with coal power on the grid?
Here's something, Scott. And it's going to be, I'm trying to explain it, but we talk about coal plants and wind and natural gas and hydro all working together, but there's times on. You have your baseload power that you buy and you have on a contract. And then you have the spot market, which is every 5 minutes. Now, there's times when the wind doesn't blow. And here's where the opportunity for coal really hits, because coal runs on a must-run basis. And so sometimes they run in a negative pricing, but 1% in MISO and less than 5%.
So it's
and then they have the opportunity when the wind goes down and you have that need for power. They're getting 2 and 3 times the rate for the power. Instead of getting 3 cents a kilowatt, they're getting 9 cents a kilowatt.
So you're saying this is a good yin-yang?
Yeah, it works.
Randy, then I'll come back to Bob.
That's where I'd step in and say I probably have a little bit different perspective, because basically those coal plants weren't made to ramp up and down. They were made more like an old diesel tractor engine to run steady, and so their costs go up when they're forced into ramping up and down, because we only need so much electricity. We've added more and more electricity, and North Dakota's coal production has dropped some, and not a lot, but national, because our coal plants are just so very efficient as mine mouth projects. Nationally, the United States is dropping about 12 gigawatts of coal power this year. And so, yes, some of that's because of low natural gas prices, but I think some of it is because of wind prices. And we have to take a long-range view of this. There is a limit to how much additional energy you can produce, because, yes, we tend to use more electronic appliances and things like that in our homes, but our appliances are getting more and more energy efficient. Our windows, our doors, our siding are getting more and more energy efficient. The energy use by marketers is not going up a great deal, and so we need to look at this long term and make sure that we're not hurting our grid.
I want to get to the calls, but if you want to just put a cherry on top of that, Mr. Harms. Please.
I do. And I think the real issue that we ought to be thinking about in North Dakota is not how do we share the little pie and argue between coal and wind. and argue about how do we split that dollar. I think the better question is, how does North Dakota sell more electricity to the 29 states that we sell into? How do we make more coal energy? How do we make more wind energy? How do we become more efficient? We have great designs with power plants at a coal mine. That technique, that design, wonderful. That's the question I think we have to get our heads around, as opposed to fighting about wind versus coal inside of North Dakota.
Makes sense. All of the above and all in for, you know, growing the market share.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, calls waiting. Let's see here. Richard in Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind for our wind power guest. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for your time. I have some comments on wind energy. As far as they talk about the savings and whatnot, Julie Fedorchuk in a meeting in Dickinson, that they talked about being there for 14 hours and about how it's the cheaper energy, but our MDU bill went up. And you look at your MDU bill, and it has the renewable energy surcharge on it. So we need to take and decide whether or not it's the cheapest energy or if it's more cost to the people. As well, wind energy, it's easy to take and drive for a company to come and sit down at your table and talk to you about putting up windmills on your property. And then the farmer or the rancher, they drive to a windmill, sit there for 10 minutes and say, yeah, I can do this. But then when they come, all of a sudden it's a different story. Here's this 500-600-foot tower destroying the view shed of 30 to 40,000 acres, which is, you know, we're constantly
let me just ask you a philosophical question. Do you think if a landowner, and I'm looking at one that had that conversation with somebody and signed that, should his neighbor be able to say, I don't like that because of the what you just described of not wanting to look at it? Should you have the veto power over the what he puts on his land?
Yes, because that's interfering with the other landowners' property values as well.
All right. I have a property rights advocate here, landowner rights advocate. What do you think of the caller's suggestion there, dear Elise, from the Farm Bureau?
Well, Scott, I had sent you a message while Zinke was on the line with you about our state parks. Your property line ends at your boundary, and you look in and do what you want to do on your property. You do not look out and control your neighbor's property. That is a dangerous thing when we start talking about viewshed. And this just doesn't go with wind towers. You know, that big drag line that sits in a coal mine, you can see for many, many miles.
No, you're right. If it's a slippery slope,
the grain bins that we're building for our storage that we need to store our crops on, this is why it concerns us in Farm Bureau. Because these things start in some of these other controversial areas, and we are innocent bystanders that get caught up in the argument in the end, and it happens so quickly. And that's why we're paying attention to this issue extra close.
Makes sense. Does that? I mean, a person coming in, Randy, and arguing, "Hey, I don't like what that looks like on the neighbor's land." How much does that weigh in on your decision?
It's a better argument in gaining that conditional use permit or zoning authority from the counties. But when we have our hearings, we listen to everybody. So it has an impact.
Yeah. All right. Let's get another question here. I appreciate the call, Richard, and thank you for that. Let's see. This is Dave in Bismarck. Go ahead, Dave. Your question for our guest.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? Appreciate you being there and taking the call. First thing I'd like to address is Representative Brandenburg talked about how great things were financially for the coal company. You know, and that's a great thing because they pay wages to a lot of people in our state. But if they're getting three times the amount of money per kilowatt, do you think that's just coming out of blue sky? Or do you think the consumer is paying that additional rate? We need to look at that.
All right, let me
picture here, what's good for our citizens in the state of North Dakota. So that's my first point. And I'd also like to ask David Day, he made a couple of statements that I'd like to ask him about. The first one was some people don't like fence. Well, last time I looked, I hadn't seen a 657-foot high fence. But, you know, they may exist.
The break. We'll get the answer when we come back. Don't go away.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of hot spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of hot spring limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all, and it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also will do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live at the North Dakota State Fair, and we're also live at Vikings Training Camp. Our own Andy Rickoff is there. We're going to wrap up our conversation on wind here in a minute. But first, Andy, tell us what's happening at the always interesting spring training for the Minnesota Vikings.
It's not really a spring right
right now, Scott. I got to say, it's gloomy. It's a cool 62.
Yeah, you're right. It's not spring anymore. It's actually Vikings training camp, and I'm on my Twins spring training mode.
Oh, yeah.
It does feel like fall in, at the State Fair for sure. So training camp update. How are we looking?
It's looking good. I mean, it is 62, and there's a good threat of rain today, so it's maybe not the best weather day for training camp, but there's still plenty of stuff going on. I know John DeFilippo, the offensive coordinator, is going to speak today. You'll hear from Dalvin Cook, the first-round selection, Mike Hughes, the cornerback that they drafted in the first round, so we'll hear from all those players today. Should be a fun day, a couple of walk-through practices, and we'll find out a little bit more about the purple and gold.
That sounds great. Andy's going to be there covering it all for you, so check it out. Our special broadcast brought to you by Hanhurst Workplace Interiors, by Bordertown Bar and Grill, by LFP Partners, certified Medicare experts hosting education seminars on the changes in the on the Minnesota side coming soon. Reserve your spot today at LFP Partners, 701-364-9464. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much, Scott.
All right, so Dave in Bismarck called with a question, Mike, and I guess it was mainly directed at you related to the cost. I think the last part of the question he's asking is, okay, yeah, number one, the dollars from the coal industry go back, and to say that's a good thing, that they're making money, but number two, the cost per megawatt's different, is it?
Okay, Scott, and just to answer the question, just so everybody gets an idea here, you know, when you look at natural gas, the price of natural gas is about 2 cents a kV, and coal and wind are right at 3.5 cents a kV. And so that's, you know, when you're talking base power and they're looking at them costs, what we did with, you know, controlling flaring in the state was that we put pressure on the coal plants because now we have to control this flaring gas and we got to market it. So you got the oil companies giving the natural gas away just so they can get rid of it. And to get rid of it, that way they can frack and develop that well, because they got to get rid of that natural gas before they can do it. So that's where the pressure is coming on coal. But then it's put the disparity that they talk about with coal and wind, and it's really not a fair statement. It's really natural gas is doing this, and that's where that's at.
I'm going to try and squeeze one more in, and then I'd like just a quick comment from all of you on our thoughts today, and then Tammy and I will wrap this up. Tammy and Minot, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, when I drive out towards South Prairie, I think those windmills are pretty. I don't see how anybody can see that they're not. I would love to have a 5 acres of land out there with a house and just stare at one of those things.
I'm with you. I guess you could say that you say the same thing about a silo or I see agriculture at work. Give me a headline from that you want to leave everybody with. We'll start with you, Bob Harms. We'll go all the way down here.
Well, I think wind generally is good for North Dakota. It's good for rural North Dakota. It helps diversify our economy. We've been working for 20, 30 years, and how do we take care of rural North Dakota and provide economic opportunities and new sources of wealth? We can work through some of these issues, but in the long term, this is good for our state.
Mike, real quick. Mike Brandenburg.
I'm just looking forward to the next legislative session that we can all try to work together, because if coal and wind and natural gas and oil all work together, as well as agriculture. I mean, all these industries and energy play on ag land. We need to work together in what's good for the state of North Dakota.
Daryl Lee from the Farm Bureau.
I just think that we got to be very careful about the priority we put on a view shed, because we play into the extreme environmentalist game plan when we start looking across our boundaries and saying that a site is hazardous for my property.
Let's go down to this end, and Mr. Day, the landowner who said, yes, put one of those windmills right there, I want a turbine.
And I'd like to have the people understand more, too. It isn't just the money that the landowners are going to get. The townships are going to get a substantial boost to help keep the infrastructure for the roads going. The local schools get a huge boost to help keep them running and stuff. And then any road that they develop just makes it easier for us as a landowner to get in and on our property to do things better for ourselves.
Interesting point as well. And Randy Christman from the Public Service Commission.
A lot this morning from cheerleaders of the industry. I'm not one, but I will say this. Like all good things, you can have too much of a good thing, too. At the PSC, I intend to make sure that the grid is not overloaded with one over the other because of subsidies or for any other reason. And we need to make sure that we have that reliable, affordable electric system. And I want to point out to people, we are the first in the nation regulatory agency that is requiring decommissioning plans as well as financial assurances to make sure that that job gets done, because another responsibility that I have, and I've seen it growing up in coal country and the value of reclamation laws, I want to make sure that whether it's 30 years or 50 years or 100 years, at some day, at some time, these things will eventually become obsolete. I want to make sure that the prairie's cleaned up again just like we do with coal mines.
Makes sense, Randy. And Tammy, how about you?
Well, I just want to remind everyone that according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, North Dakota is one of the top five states with the lowest electrical rates in the country. And that's because we're all working together, coal, wind, gas, and oil, to keep our electrical rates low.
ndforallenergy.org, the website where you can get more information. North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, our sponsor today at the fair, and a lot of great information. Thank you all. Appreciate you very much. I'll put my cherry on top and say that I think a lot of private property rights. So if somebody decides they want to do one of these, that's up to them. And all of the above makes sense for North Dakota. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.